The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." The Gospel of the Lord. I'm almost finished with a new Bible study on the Acts of the Apostles called Acts of the Apostles. The word Acts in this title is spelled A-X-E, Acts. Why? Well, because the title is kind of catchy that way and hopefully grabs your attention. But that's not the main reason. Acts carries a twofold meaning. Because axes are tools that we use to chop with. And we chop two different things with these axes. On the one hand, the axes are the apostles themselves, principally Peter and Paul. These two mighty men are the great axes that the Holy Spirit used to clear the ground and chop down the trees of indifference and idolatry in the first century so that the foundations of the church could be laid. Before you build a house, you must clear the ground. Thus we see Peter, the axe, at work in the first 12 chapters of the Acts of the Apostles. And then the Holy Spirit wields the axe of St. Paul in the rest of the book from chapters 13 through 28. Acts 28 concludes with Paul preaching in the imperial capital of Rome. John the Baptist had prophesied in Matthew chapter 3, verse 10, "Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees." In other words, the Roman Empire would be one of the trees cut down by the Acts of the Apostles so that the Roman Catholic Church could be built on that foundation. On the other hand, the axe must also be laid in our hearts to cut down the sins that grow there like a thick forest. The Holy Spirit will wield the axe not only outward to convert others, but also inward to chop the sins that sprout in us. Indeed, this is, I am convinced, the aim of the Acts first and foremost. We see how the Holy Spirit first had to chop down Paul's pride and arrogance in the first reading today from Acts 22, verses 3 through 16. Paul is recounting the story of his dramatic conversion on the road to Damascus when he was knocked off of his high horse. What was the first step of his conversion? Ananias explained, "Get up and have yourself baptized and your sins washed away, calling upon his name." Before Paul could become the axe that is laid at the root of the trees of the Roman Empire, the axe had to be laid at the towering tree of his own pride. What Paul would later call kicking against the goad in Acts 26, 14. That is why the title of this new Bible study is called Acts of the Apostles. The apostles Peter and Paul are the axes used to clear the ground and convert others. But they also personally felt how the axe is laid to the root of their own trees of sin and obstinance. This axe cuts both ways. I hope you can already see the practical application of this title, Acts of the Apostles, in our own lives. After all, you and I are called to be the apostles today, like Peter and Paul were in the first century. But as we wield this Acts of the Apostles, don't forget that it cuts both ways. How easy it is to chop away at the sins and struggles of other people. We see so clearly the faults and the failings of the Democrats and the Republicans, the liberals and the conservatives, the neighbor next door and the person in the pew next to us. We are convinced their conversion, their change of heart, will be a great step in the building up of the kingdom. C.S. Lewis wrote a great essay in this regard called The Trouble with X. He said that other people's sins are like halitosis, you know, bad breath. We are disgusted by their halitosis while we are oblivious to our own. The primary and principal use of the Acts of the Apostles, therefore, is to turn its sharp edge toward ourselves. Like Ananias said to Paul, we too must be baptized, have our sins washed away, and call upon the name of the Lord. And nowhere do we feel the cutting edge of this axe more sharply than in sacramental confession. Every time we go to confession, the Holy Spirit lays the axe at the root of the trees of our own sins so that the ground of our souls can be cleared for the kingdom of God. On this feast of the conversion of St. Paul, we praise God for one of the great acts of the apostles. As we meditate and marvel at his conversion, let us ask the Holy Spirit to lay the axe at the root of our own trees, so that we may be his apostles today. Praised be Jesus Christ.